Macklin was having lunch outside on the patio at Jano's restaurant in Tucson with an Indian named Crow. The Indian's real name was Wilson Cromarty, but he liked to be called Crow. He was wearing a short-sleeved white shirt, pressed blue jeans, polished boots, and a silver concho belt. Everything about Crow was angles and planes, as if he had been packed very tightly into himself. The muscles bulged against his taut skin like sharp corners. The veins were prominent. He wasn't much bigger than Macklin, but everything about him spoke of force tightly compressed. They were drinking margaritas. "And you want me to be the shooter," Crow said. "Not just a shooter," Macklin said. "I need a force guy. Somebody can do the job in the operation and keep discipline in the crew." "You can't do that?" "I can do that, but I gotta run the whole dance, you know? Besides, I don't scare people like you do." "That's because you look like some guy graduated Cornell," Crow said. His voice had traces of that indefinable Indian overtone, even though Macklin knew that Crow hadn't seen a rain dance in his entire life. "And I sound like it, and that works pretty good for me. But I still need a force guy." "And you come all the way to Tucson to hire me?" "To cut you in. I'm trying to cut you in on the score of a fucking lifetime, and you're asking questions like I was trying to steal your land." "White eyes speak with forked tongue," Crow said. "Don't give me that Geronimo crap. It's me, Jimmy Macklin. You wouldn't know a teepee from a peepee, for Christ's sake." Crow's expression didn't change. "Teepee bigger," he said. A waitress came and took their lunch order. There were small birds and some dry desert shrubbery around the patio. They made a lot of noise. When the waitress left, Crow said, 20%.
I got too many expenses, Crow. I gotta get an electronics guy, explosives guy, guy with a boat. I can't afford to give you 20.
"How much you taking?"
"Half. My show."
"And I'm the number two man?"
"Absolutely."
20, Crow said.
"That only leaves 30% for everybody else," Macklin said. "I can't get quality guys divvying 30.
"Lie to them," Macklin grinned.
"How do you know I promise you 20? I'm not lying to you."
"You know better," Crow said. Macklin cocked a forefinger at Crow and brought the thumb down. 20 it is, Macklin said.